Romans 16:19. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad therefore on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good, and simple concerning evil. While Paul recognizes and commends the obedience of the Roman church, he also calls them to a higher level. Those of great Christian character never mature past simple obedience, but they do just as the apostle suggests, increase in their understanding of good while further separating themselves from evil. Godly people develop an experiential ignorance of continual sin, and at the same time, a keen, objective understanding of its lure, its effects, and its dangers. They do not forget the sins of their past or ignore the sins of their present, but instead become more determined to rely upon Christ to overcome them. Their simplicity in matters of evil is not simplicity of understanding. It is simplicity of ongoing experience. This passage should inspire all of us to greater obedience, allowing any discussion of mature godly disciples to include us. Our prayer should be that we would have a vast knowledge of goodness and a profound hatred of sin. Romans 16:19. For your obedience is come abroad unto all men. I am glad, therefore, on your behalf. But yet I would have you wise unto that which is good, and simple concerning evil.